Thank you for your time.
Not at all.
First of all, last time we spoke, obviously, the project launched. How do you think things have progressed generally?
We're now working with 60 charities in Fife. We're working with all the schools, we're working with the social work teams and the health centres, and we're getting referred thousands of people with the needs they have. We're probably able now to help 8,000 or 9,000 families. It will rise to about 15,000 families. But there's probably about 30,000 families in great need in Fife at the moment. And what people are worried about is that they can't afford to turn up their heating because of the heating bills. They need blankets and bedding so that their kids can keep warm. Some people have no cookers and they can't cook hot food for their children, and therefore nutrition is at risk. So there's a huge need, and it's bigger than what I've seen in all the time I've been at school in Fife and then an MP in Fife. I think the need is greater and more children are in poverty than ever before. And really, we can do a lot, and we think probably about £6 million we can inject into the economy of Fife, but we think Fife's lost about 60 million as is the shortfall as a result of the failure of benefits to rise in line with inflation and of course the heating bills and food bills going up. And so we can make up some of that, but we do want churches and faith groups and charities and councillors to get together to press the government that there is more heating help available for families.
You must be also heartened to see more companies getting involved to helping those in need in the kingdom.
Well, today we're able to announce half a dozen more companies, Co-op Scotmid amongst them, the Bell Group in that's based in Kirkcaldy but is a nationwide company. We've got a number of companies that are involved in specific things like Fisher's Laundry that are giving us bedding. We're hopeful that we have a number of heating companies that are going to help us. And so one of our projects is to help people improve their homes so that they can cut the cost of heating, for example, by insulation. But of course, we work with Greener Kirkcaldy there. And at the same time that they can redecorate because they haven't been able to do that. And when things don't work, they're not being able to replace things. And so if with the goods that we're getting, we're able to help people furnish their homes better, we want to also help people paint their homes and improve their homes. And so we'll have a volunteer group of joiners and decorators that will be advising people how they can make good some of the improvements they want to make in their homes. So this is the Houses of Homes project, which is the cottage is launching today with a number of companies who are with us this morning at our warehouse in Loch Gelly.
So it's not just the hands out, but it's also the practical support that's available on hand to make people's lives better in some ways.
Yeah, we're dealing with emergencies because heating bills are going up and food bills are going up and people need help now. But we're also aware that this is a longer term problem, that people need to be able to improve their homes, cut the costs of heating by better insulation, for example, redecorate their homes so they've got more pride in what their homes are and people can feel more comfortable in them. So there is a longer term project. You know, the cottage has a dad's club, it's got a granny's club, it's got mental health counselling, it's got all its after school clubs, it's got a cooking club, it's got all these things. And one of the things we think we can now do, and Pauline Buckins, the manager of the cottage, and can explain in more detail some of the projects, but one of the things we think we can do is help people improve their homes. And as a result of that, then we're not just giving out goods, but we're also helping these goods become the basis and the platform for making your home a better house.
And obviously there's a lot of different items in this building that we've seen, so toiletries and the like as well, but I imagine you'll need more space for more stock when this crisis sadly continues, because obviously it's not something that's going to end in a month. It's going to be persistent for a long time to come.
Yeah, and we will expand. We're very grateful to the Purvis Company of Loch Gelly because they have provided this warehouse and they've given us it rent-free. And it's now got about 40,000 goods that it's capable of holding in it. And it's almost full as a result of new bedding equipment coming today. But yes, we'll have to expand and we'll have to be able to do more. And the more companies that can join this, some companies have got surplus goods that they're going to have to throw out one way or another. Others have goods that they know that they're not going to be able to sell soon and they might be able to give us them. We're in demand for beds, for bedding, for all that sort of stuff, but also for home furnishings. And any company that can help us, we can actually make use of these goods. The great thing we've got now is a referral system. So if you're someone who wants to give something to someone, you don't quite know what they need and you don't quite know how to get it to them. We can actually show that we know what the needs are from the referral system we've got. Social workers and charities are telling us what their needs are. And if we have the goods, we can provide them to them. And so people who want, as companies or as individuals, to give then we are in a position to get them to the people who need them greatest.
And you've got a lot of firms involved, but what message do you have for anyone out there in this region who could play a part, have resources at hand, and you know, who might not be helping at the moment, but could still get involved in the coming months?
Well, this is the Big House Project. It's a sort of works as a result of being created by the Cottage Family Centre. I went to Amazon a few months ago and asked them to help us on this, and they've agreed to do so. And now, if any company or individual wants to help, there is an opportunity to do so. And we want to serve the whole of Fife, and we want to serve all the different foundations and charities in Fife that are trying to help people. And so we want as many companies in Fife that feel that they can do something to help us to get involved. Because let's be clear, the need is greater than before. The shortfall in family budgets is bigger than before. And the hardship I'm seeing is something that is worse than before. So this is the moment to act to help people. This is the time when I think people are in greatest needs. It will go through this year, and when heating bills go up again, as they're bound to do in October, as we've been told, then people will need more help for the autumn and winter months. So the more we can organise to be prepared for that and to be ready to help people, the better, and we will welcome all help. The Cottage Family Centre is open to everybody to ask about the information that they need to do so. But the Cottage is only the centre of this, because 65 charities are involved as well, and we want to be working to help all of them.
Final question from me. We've been through a very difficult couple of years with COVID, the war in Ukraine, and this ongoing, I suppose you call it, perma-crisis that we've had in recent years. Do you think world leaders are stepping up when it comes to resolving these issues that, okay, we're talking about local problems in Fife at the moment, but we're obviously interconnected across the world, and a lot of the problems we're seeing now, particularly in Eastern Europe, is hitting us here at home. So do you feel world leaders need to step up to bring about some solutions?
But nobody's to blame for the Ukraine invasion other than Putin, so he has got to be held responsible. But there is a failure in international cooperation. Countries have not come together to deal with the pandemic, and therefore lots of the world is not vaccinated, even when there's vaccines for them to be vaccinated. A lot of the food that is going to be needed in the next few months, because there's going to be a shortage of food, you need cooperation amongst those people who have the food to help those people who need it. And of course, even at home, there doesn't seem enough cooperation between the different parts of the country to be able to get things done. So I think the lesson of the last two or three years is the more cooperation we have, even if people disagree with each other on certain things, they ought to be able to cooperate when it comes to basic needs that are going to be met. And as we face a food crisis over the next few months, obviously there's an energy crisis, and of course we've got war as well as a continuing COVID crisis. The more cooperation we have between different countries and different people, the better it is for our country.
Thank you, Mr. Bray.
Okay.
Thank you so much.